What's up? I'm Tyler.
And I'm Dakota.
And this is the Bourbon and Business Podcast,
where we interview successful businessmen and women to let you in on why success doesn't have a single formula to follow.
We also have a little bourbon tasting along the way, because why not?
So guys, please enjoy this episode and let us know your thoughts at Bourbon and Business Podcast on Instagram.
Coming to you from the Bourbon and Business Studio here at the Capitol Club in downtown Jackson, Mississippi. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Dakota.
And this is the Bourbon and Business Podcast. How you doing this morning, Dakota?
I'm fantastic, Tyler. How are you?
Well, it's actually not morning. It's afternoon. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm fantastic, Tyler. How are you?
Still doing good in the afternoon?
Same answer.
Make a difference.
Well, glad to see you here today. And
likewise.
We've got a special episode for our guests.
We do. We have our other co-owner of the Bourbon and Business Podcast with us here today, our PR producer, content manager, all things everything with words and media, Mr. Adam Horlock.
What's happening, fellas?
Adam, it's great to have you on the mic today, man.
I tell you what, it is great to be back on the mic. It has been a minute since I have been behind the mic, and so it is great to be back.
We don't let you get on that much because you make us look bad.
I know.
That's true.
This is why this is only
true.
The third time
I guess,
I'm on.
I guess sound bad would be better.
Yeah.
Both.
Well,
go with both. Both works.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point.
Well, today we have a special drink. So you want to tell the listeners a little bit about what we got going on?
Yeah. Today we are reviewing a bottle of Stellum bourbon, and that is from Cheers Vineyard in Gluckstadt, Mississippi. They donated it.
And we want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Cheers in Gluckstadt, Mississippi. If you are looking to purchase some liquor and you're in the Jackson and Metro area, they're your place to get it. They have a ton of selection of wines, bourbons, really any type. I'm not going to go through the list. I'll leave one out. But any type of liquor that you want, they have it there. And they have a great assortment as well. And they also have JT.
They do. They have John Thomas, who is knowledgeable about all things liquor in that store.
Yeah.
Yes,
JT,
he is.
I hope you're okay with me calling you JT. I kind of made that up here on the podcast.
I know. We never asked him if we could give him a nickname, but JT's a cool nickname.
Sounds
cool.
He'll be fine with it. Yeah.
Well, Tyler, you want to tell us about our episode today?
So today we're going to go over some memorable moments from the past year and just kind of reminisce on what's happened in 2023.
That sounds fantastic. And you've made a mixed drink for us today with the bottle of Stellum.
I did. So I did not have all the ingredients. So I had to improvise, but this is an old fashioned.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's an old fashioned.
I'm just kidding.
And so I'm, you know, off the cuff, I made it. So I'm going to give it a 10.
Fantastic for you. Wow.
Of course.
Wow. Good deal.
I guess since I had to improvise, I'll give it a 9.5.
Okay. We'll go with 9.5. Okay. Yeah. We'll go with that. But all right, I'll give my rating a little later, and then Adam will get yours.
Yeah,
at the very end.
Yep.
Well, Tyler, let's kick this off. What you got? Give us your, you know, 2 to 3 memorable moments.
So I would have to say probably my top memorable moment would have to be whenever I try to take a selfie in the middle of the podcast.
So that was a good time.
The listeners did not get to hear that, but I was struggling. So I looked like it was my first time using an iPhone.
It was. And we did not post those photos every time you tried to take one. I was made sure that all of them were cut.
Yeah, I kind of need to invest in a selfie stick. So
Maybe. Yeah. That was rough.
So, but memorable moments, I would have to say James Carter's episode really, really, I guess, spoke to me. He had a lot of wisdom in it. We talked a lot about just, you know, the what it takes to be successful. And then really from a young age, kind of how he came up and we came up and the things that were instilled in us by other people that helped get us to where we're at.
So, what episode was that?
James' episode was episode 16.
Gotcha.
So if you're out there listening, check out episode 16. But great information there.
Yeah. What about a couple others?
So probably the most fun podcast we did, I'll have to say, was Lance Stevens, which is episode 12. If you haven't heard Lance's episode, you need to go check it out. But Lance, I mean, just like in the courtroom, I'm sure he's a great storyteller.
That's probably the most I've ever laughed on a podcast.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he talked about with storytelling on that episode. And, you know, I love being around somebody that can tell a story. So.
Yeah. And what episode was that?
That was episode 12.
Gotcha.
Tell a story and convince people. I mean, when he went into talking about how to convince juries to go along with, you know, your opinion, your approach. That was a really interesting listen. So if you haven't heard that episode, please take a minute and listen to it. It's really good.
Yeah. And the psychology behind it too.
Yeah.
The fact that if you can get some jury members to smile, you've almost won them.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And I was like, really?
And how he knows almost immediately that he's
going to win
turn.
A case or not. Yeah.
Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Yeah. And I think that applies to everyday business. You know, that's kind of why it hit home with me that, you know, if you're able to engage with people, whoever your clients are, however you engage with them, at the end of the day, if they like you, there's a good chance that they're probably, if they can, they're going to do business with you. And I think there were some great principles in Lance's episode. Probably my next memorable moment would be Shad White. We had him come on.
The state auditor?
Yeah. So, I mean, pretty memorable in itself that you had the state auditor come on the podcast.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shad's dedication to honesty and his, you know, to the taxpayers of Mississippi, it was just refreshing to see somebody that, you know, has integrity and that's doing the job the way he's doing it. And I think that's why he's been successful is that, you know, that integrity that he has and the, you know, he's out searching for honesty, and I think that connects with people.
Yeah, it was cool to hear his story about why he does what he does and why he went into auditing in general, why he went into a public office, and why he chooses to act the way he does, you know, and speak to people about fraud and speak to people about corruption and things like that and try to get it corrected with public funds.
Yeah, and we gained a lot of information on that episode about fraud, you know, how to look for it, how to report it, and even in your own business, what to look for, which, I mean, none of us are immune to that. So it was altogether just a great episode.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, he goes in detail. If you own a business or you run an organization or whatever else, he gives a lot of insight in terms of what red flags to look for in terms of fraud or how it can start and start to snowball. So great, great information. And I think he went a little bit into if you've got a small organization, if it's only two or three people, how even in something that small, it can start and then snowball from there. So great episode. I really enjoyed that one.
And Shad, for all you listening, if you want to go back and hear his episode, Shad's episode was episode 40.
That's right. That's right.
We're almost at 50 episodes, gentlemen. That's remarkable.
I know. It's rolling along.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm going to quit telling you my memorable moments. Let's hear some of y'all's.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go next. So I've got three here listed out, and I'm going to just go in order that they happen. So first up, I've got Jake Clark, episode 5. Jake's a cool dude. Tyler, I think this was one of your relationships that you brought on the podcast, and I was like, you know, this guy's young. How successful is he? How much wisdom does he have to offer? But he was dropping bombs. I mean, just left and right. I think one of the pivotal things that he talked about was just how to overcome the age question in his work, in his line of work. Because when you're working with a realtor, you know, you've got a guy who's, you know, in his 20s coming on. And it's a little different than working with a guy who's 50 or a woman who's 50, right? And has been doing that for 30 years. You might feel a little bit more comfortable with them, but Jake has been able to assert himself as the thought leader and knowledge leader on all things real estate and has done it very well through building his own brand online, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. He's everywhere. And people know if you got a real estate question, Jake Clark's going to either know it or find out for you. So, and his customer service is second to none. So,
and he's outselling a lot of those 40 and 50 year olds you just mentioned.
No
doubt. His numbers are impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jake's the classic example. If you're willing to put the work in and get out there and grind daily, you can be successful. That, you know, things like age, things like education, or you can use whatever excuse you want to not be successful. But at the end of the day, if you put the work in, there's going to be some success come from that. And Jake is not that Jake's very educated. I wasn't speaking on his education, but he's younger and he didn't use that as an excuse to say, hey, I can't be successful because I'm young. You know, he said, no, I mean, so what?
Yeah.
And so I really like that.
Yeah, for sure. And next up, I've got John Michael Holtman, episode 33. I thought Holtman gave a fantastic overview of just kind of the commercial real estate scene in Jackson and Mississippi and then the country as a whole. And then he really spoke into training his people, training his team, and what to look for and how he came up. And he talked a lot about, you know, tunnel vision and keeping focus on what's important. And he gave an example of some guys on his team who will go after the big fish, you know, and then when it dies out or if it doesn't happen, he's like, well, what about the other 20 leads that you had? Well, I haven't contacted them. Okay, well, that's an issue. You know, you got to keep every opportunity open, because when you're closing those doors, you're closing those doors. It's not them closing them, it's you. So I thought that was very insightful from a business perspective. You got to keep your doors open.
That is a great episode to listen to, especially if you manage a sales team or of course, if you're a CEO or entrepreneur or founder. That episode in particular was really good in how to structure, you know, your team and how to follow up with leads and how to keep that pipeline moving. That was a great episode. I really enjoyed listening to him.
And yeah, to speak again to what you said, Dakota, and this is one thing I work in the field of sales is constantly, you know, kind of like Nick Saban says, they got the process. You know, we focus on the process, not winning a national championship at the end of the year. We say, hey, can I give my best on this rep? Can I give my best, you know, today? And if you can do those things, if you can dedicate yourself to, hey, I'm going to call the leads every day, you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
When you're going after the big fish and that's the only thing that you got sitting out there for you, you're probably going to fail unless you get lucky.
Yeah, for sure. And there are some people who get lucky. And then the last episode I've got here is Emily Moore, episode 37. Emily was a very refreshing story on just being vulnerable about the struggles that founders face and what it actually felt like to hire her first employee and the pressure that comes with that you don't hear a lot of people talk about. You know, you hear the oh yeah, we've hired, you know, five people in the last 5 months. We're crushing it. But what did that feel like to do it? You know, she gave a great point on that and a viewpoint on that. And then I really appreciate her candid responses to the tough questions that we asked about work-life balance with family and how she answered it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that speaks to her. You know, she intentionally plans every day to make sure her family's included in that. And I think, you know, all of us in business need to take that advice and say, hey, you know, just like we plan our work day out, we need to plan our day out with our families. Because I'm a big believer in if you don't plan for something, it's not going to happen. I don't care what it is. And, you know, that drives some people crazy that's around me that I like to plan everything, but that's just who I am. Like, hey, we're going to do this. Okay. Well, how are we going to do it? Like, that's what I want to know. How are we going to do it? And I think that's really kind of what she highlighted in her episode.
Yeah.
We interview a lot of CEOs and leaders that run large organizations. But if you're somebody in our audience that's an entrepreneur, you've got a startup, and you're thinking about, you know, I'm one person operation right now, but I really need to grow. We really need to make this two, three people, you know, whatever. And you're kind of thinking about how to do it, take a minute and listen to Emily's episode, because she does a really good job on the process and how to start scaling up and what hiring looks like and, you know, how you can get creative in the hiring process as you scale up and as you're starting to bring in more and more revenue. And so that was a really good episode, especially if you find yourself in that position. That episode is definitely worth a listen.
Well, Adam, tell us your top three.
So we've had a lot of great episodes, and there isn't a bad one, except for the two I did. The rest are all awesome episodes. My two were terrible. But I will say some of the most memorable episodes, one of them was Katie Williams. And that was probably one of the most interesting life pivots I think we've had on the podcast.
For sure.
She goes into her background in healthcare. There's a long story there. Go listen to that episode to hear more about it. But she had a really interesting career in healthcare, doing an enormous amount of good, especially for children, and then pivots, starts her own business making pillows, and it explodes almost overnight. And she is absolutely out there killing it with Mississippi Stitches. You've probably seen it all over the internet and on social media. Incredible story. You talk about getting inspired about an entrepreneurial journey. That is one to listen to. She was phenomenal in that episode.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a crazy pivot there from what she was doing to what she is doing now. And I love how she incorporated her faith into it. Yeah. And she was really talking about, you know, how she felt led to do that. It wasn't just like an overnight decision where she was like, you know, well, I'm making more money from this, because she wasn't. She was actually going to make less money going to Pillows, but she felt like she could have a better platform to develop relationships that way. And that's what she felt called to do. So she took a risk, and it's paying off.
Yeah.
And I think what connected with me and a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, as well, is the fact that she had the courage to make that change. You know, I think that there's all of us at some point, whatever we're wanting to do, and this, maybe it is a career change, like that's a scary thing to do. And, you know, being able to take the leap of faith, an educated leap, but to take that leap and say, hey, you know, I believe in myself. I believe that, you know, I can stick to the process and make this work. And I think that just, you know, for our listeners and for me, it was very encouraging to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one that I had in mind was, in Katie Williams' episode, by the way, everybody, was episode number 23. Episode 19, we interviewed Ben Derrick, and that also was a very interesting story, his background, his career. He goes into, gosh, so many different angles, from his time in the ministry to what he's doing now, everything from helping active and formerly active duty military personnel to his work in cognitive coaching and mental health. He now has his own business in specializing in mental health and helping others. Great episode. Another interesting entrepreneurial pivot from the ministry, in his case, to what he's doing now. His episode really makes you think. There's a lot of, I know he's a cognitive coach, and that's kind of goes with the territory, but it's an episode that really makes you pause and think. And I really enjoyed listening to that one when we recorded on episode number 19.
Yeah, he's definitely walking the walk and talking the talk. You know what I mean? He's doing his own work. He's helping other people do their work. He's a great champion for the mental health space.
Yeah.
And I think one that's needed, and I think it's growing as well.
Yeah.
I really believe that he's going to continue to make a huge difference in this world, specifically in the Jackson Metro here. But I'm really glad that he's doing it, and proud of what he's accomplished over there.
Yeah. And I think what he's doing, you know, for especially business people or everybody in general, you know, mentally where you're at is going to affect everything. And, you know, if you want to be successful, like I would say, that's the number one thing. The first place you need to start is saying, hey, do I have, you know, everything in my life where it needs to be? And, you know, have I processed those things? And I think Ben does a fantastic job, especially with business owners or people in the business world in general, helping them look inside and say, what can I do to excel better in my career? And that's not always making more money. That's say, hey, what can I do to be happier in what I'm doing? And I think Ben does a phenomenal job.
Yeah, he did. He did. Another episode I had in mind was when we interviewed the CEO of the Business Growers, Laura Johns. That was episode 35. Laura Johns is a phenomenal CEO. She talks about how she started one person's shop and then grew into what her company is today. That was really impressive. I mean, they have clients nationwide and I think internationally, if I'm not mistaken. We'd have to go back and listen to that episode again. But the work that her company is doing is phenomenal. It really blows you away. So that one was inspirational. I mean, you can start a firm like that here and grow nationally that quickly. They've really got they've got something figured out over at the Business Growers. So that was episode number 35.
Well, you know, they got their ducks in a row over there, man. The way Laura talked about their process, about bringing founders and CEOs in and saying, all right, where are you at in this process? Let's evaluate it. They do like this internal audit, essentially, of where you guys are at, right? And once they have that answer, then they can kind of say, okay, well, you're at, you know, we need to start completely over from scratch and build this thing out because you guys tried to scale way too quickly, or you guys, you know, didn't build a strong enough foundation for what you've got going here. So you need to kind of relook at it.
Well, we've got some exciting things coming up in 2024 for the podcast. And so for all our listeners, stay tuned, you know, follow our social media pages so you can keep up with those things. And we just want to say from the Bourbon and Business podcast, from all of us, we want to tell you how thankful we are for all the support that you've given us this year And we look forward to putting out, you know, some great content this next year. And Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
If you have any feedback or would like to be featured, reach out to us at bourbonandbusinesspodcast@gmail.com.
Or find us on Instagram at bourbonandbusinesspodcast.
Thanks again for listening.
Follow us for more content and info on the next episode.